అథ సప్తదశోధ్యాయః అర్జున ఉవాచ యే శాస్త్రవిధిముత్సృజ్య యజంతే శ్రద్ధయాన్వితాః తేషాం నిష్ఠాతు కా కృష్ణ సత్వమాహో రజస్తమః.
అర్జున ఇన్క్వైర్డ్, O Krishna, what is the situation of those who do not follow the principles of scripture but worship according to their own imagination? Are they in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance?
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Trivitha Bhavati Shraddha Dehinam Sasvabhavaja Sattviki Rajasi Cheiva Tamasi Cheti Tam Shuno.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, according to the modes of nature acquired by the embodied soul, one's faith can be of three kinds: in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance. Now hear about this.
Sattvanurupa sarvasya shraddha bhavati bharata shraddha vayoyam purusho yo yachchadhaga sayevasada.
O son of Bharata, according to one's existence under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the modes he has acquired.
Yajante sattvika devan yaksharakshamsi rajasaha ప్రేతాన్ భూతగణాంశ్చాన్యే యజంతే కామజనః.
Men in the mode of goodness worship the demigods, those in the mode of passion worship the demons, and those in the mode of ignorance worship ghosts and spirits.
అశాస్త్రవిహితం ఘోరం తప్యంతే తపోజనాః దంభాహంకార సంయుక్తాః కామరాగ బలాన్వితాః కర్షయంతః శరీరస్థం భూతగ్రామం అచేతసః మాం చైవాంతః శరీరస్థం తాం విద్ధి ఆసుర నిశ్చయాన్.
Those who undergo severe austerities and penances not recommended in the scriptures, performing them out of pride and egoism, who are impelled by lust and attachment, who are foolish and who torture the material elements of the body as well as the supersoul dwelling within, are to be known as demons.
ఆహారస్వపి సర్వస్య త్రివిధో భవతి ప్రియః యజ్ఞః తపః తథా దానం తేషాం భేదమిమం శృణు.
Even the food each person prefers is of three kinds. According to the three modes of material nature, the same is true of sacrifices, austerities and charity. Now hear of the distinctions between them.
Āyus-sattva-bala-rogya-sukha-prīti-vivardhanāha rasyāha snigdhāha sthirāha hridyāha āhāraha sattvika priyāga.
foods dear to those in the mode of goodness increase the duration of life, purify one's existence, and give strength, health, happiness, and satisfaction. Such foods are juicy, fatty, wholesome, and pleasing to the heart.
Katvam lalavanatyushna tikshna rupcha vidahinaha agaraha rajasasyeshtaha dukkha-shokamaya pradaha.
Foods that are too bitter, too sour, salty, hot, pungent, dry and burning are dear to those in the mode of passion. Such foods cause distress, misery and disease.
Yatayamam gatarasam uti paryoshitam jayat uchishtamapi yamedhyam bhojanam tamasapriyam.
Food prepared more than 3 hours before being eaten, food that is tasteless, decomposed and putrid, and food consisting of remnants and untouchable things is dear to those in the mode of darkness.
Afala kanchi bhihi yajno vidhidrishto yajyate yashtavyame veti manasa samadhayata satvikaha.
Of sacrifices, this sacrifice performed according to the directions of scripture as a matter of duty by those who desire no reward is of the nature of goodness.
Abhisandhaya tupalam dambhartham avijayivayat ijyate bharata shrestha samyajyam vidhi rajasam.
But the sacrifice performed for some material benefit or for the sake of pride, O chief of the Bharatas, you should know to be in the mode of passion.
Vidhiginam atrishtanam mantrahinam adakshinam shraddha virakitam yajnam tamasam parichakshate.
Any sacrifice performed without regard for the directions of scripture, without distribution of prasadam, without chanting of Vedic hymns and remunerations to the priest, and without faith is considered to be in the mode of ignorance.
Devatija guru prajya pujanam shaucham aryavam brahmacharyam ahimsa cha shariram tapa uchyate.
Austerity of the body consists in worship of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master and superiors like the father and mother, and in cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy and non-violence.
Anudvedakaram vasyam satyam priyahitam jayat svadhyaya vyasanam vamayam tapa uchyate.
Austerity of speech consists in speaking words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial and not agitating to others, and also in regularly reciting Vedic literature.
Manaprasadaha saumyatvam மௌனம் ஆத்ம விநிக்ரஹ பாவசௌ சுத்திஹ இத்யேதத் தபோ மானசம் உச்யதே.
And satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control and purification of one's existence are the austerities of the mind.
Shraddhaya paraya taptam tapah tatrividham narai aparakamshibhi yuktaihi sattvikam parijakshate.
This threefold austerity, performed with transcendental faith by men, not expecting material benefits but engaged only for the sake of the Supreme, is called austerity in goodness.
Sattara mana puyartham tapo dambhena jaivayat kriyate tadiga proktam rajasam chalam adhruvam.
Penance performed out of pride and for the sake of gaining respect, honor and worship is said to be in the mode of passion. It is neither stable nor permanent.
Mudhagrahena atmano yatidaya kriyate tapaha parasyotsadanartham va tattamasam udasutam.
Penance performed out of foolishness with self-torture or to destroy or injure others is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
Dātavyam iti yattānam dīyate anupakārine deshe kāle ca pātre ca taddānam sātvikam smṛtam.
Charity given out of duty without expectation of return at the proper time and place, and to a worthy person is considered to be in the mode of goodness.
Yattu pratyupakārārtham phalam uddishya vāpunaha dīyate ca parikṛṣyam tadānam rājasam.
But charity performed with the expectation of some return, or with a desire for fruitive results, or in a grudging mood, is said to be charity in the mode of passion.
Adesha kale yadanam apatre vyasya diyate asatkritam avajnatam tattamasam udasutam.
And charity performed at an impure place at an improper time to unworthy persons or without proper attention and respect is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
Om tatsaditi nirdesho ब्रह्मणः त्रिविधः स्मृतः ब्राह्मणास्तेन वेदाश्च यज्ञाश्च विहिताः पुरा.
From the beginning of creation, the three words Om, Tat, Sat were used to indicate the supreme absolute truth. These three symbolic representations were used by Brahmanas while chanting the hymns of the Vedas and during sacrifices for the satisfaction of the Supreme.
Tasmādo mityudā kṛtya yajñadāna tapakriyāna ప్రవర్తంతే విధానోక్తః సతతం బ్రహ్మవాదినాం.
Therefore, transcendentalists undertaking performances of sacrifice, charity and penance in accordance with scriptural regulations begin always with Om to attain the Supreme.
Taditi anabhisandhaya phalam yajna tapasriya dana kriyashya vividhaha kriyante mokshakanchibhih.
Without desiring fruitive results, one should perform various kinds of sacrifice, penance and charity with the word tat. The purpose of such transcendental activities is to get free from material entanglement.
Sadbhave sadhubhave cha saditi etat prayujyate prashaste karmani tatha sachchabdah partha yujyate yajne tapasi dane cha stitihi saditi chochyate karma chaiva tadathiyam saditya vidhiyate.
The absolute truth is the objective of devotional sacrifice, and it is indicated by the word sat. The performer of such sacrifice is also called sat, as are all works of sacrifice, penance and charity, which, true to the absolute nature, are performed to please the Supreme Person, O Son of Pritha.
Ashraddhaya hutam dattam tapah taptam krutam chayat asadityuchyate partha najatatpretya nogika.
Anything done as sacrifice, charity or penance without faith in the Supreme, O Son of Pritha, is impermanent. It is called asat and is useless both in this life and the next.
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gitasu Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yogo Nama Saptadashodhyayaka.